Okay, tonight 60-second halacha. Last night we talked about being mafsik between washing and making the bracha, how severe it is, and even with one word, chas v'sholom b'nichshol in a bracha l'batala. Tonight I'm talking about the other half, so to speak, that people are very, very makbid on, and in being makbid, much more makbid than the halacha requires, ironically, they end up violating the halacha. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the hefsek between you've already washed and made the bracha on the tilas yadayim, and now you're waiting to make hamotzi. So if you're eating alone, so the halacha says there shouldn't be any hefsek there. You should quickly go and make hamotzi. And it's brought down, you shouldn't even wait kedehiluch chav beis amma, the amount of time it takes to walk 22 amas, which let's say is the most it could be is, let's say, 44 feet or 36 feet, whatever. So you shouldn't even wait that amount of time. You should right away make hamotzi. Now, we all know, like, you can't talk. But the truth is, it's not terrible to talk. What's terrible is to carry on a conversation, to talk about something. That's what's terrible. It's not even so terrible. Some achrenim say there's nothing wrong with saying a word or two, as long as you still focus on the fact that you washed your hands and you have to go eat bread now. Mishnah Berurah says even a sicha mu'ata is not good, but some allow 2-3 words. Now, here's what ends up happening. You don't want to talk because we've been trained, like if you say one word, like Gehenna's going to open up and you're going to fall in. So we end up going, and we start playing 20 questions in pantomime, which is 10 times worse than talking, 20 times worse. Because that's what's not allowed. You're not allowed to get involved in something else. So, first of all, you're not allowed to be involved in something else. That's the main halacha. And if a woman starts diapering a baby, or doing something shalol l'tzorech ha'seuda, between washing, and we stand around, we wait much more than chav beis amma, which is acceptable because you're waiting for the other people to wash and come to the table. So that's acceptable. But what's not acceptable is to start doing things, to get involved in other things, to take out a paper and start reading it, to do things, that's what's not allowed, much worse than talking, playing pantomime and 20 questions. Some people seem to think that the definition of dibur is a consonant. So they go, right? And that's much worse than dibur, because then your mind starts thinking, right, about what he means and what is he trying to say. You're not allowed to do anything. That's what, you're not allowed to be involved in something else. Now, up till the point where you may see echdas, actually from shmiras hayodayim, you would not have to wash again and make a new bracha. B'dieved. In other words, after you've said on the tilas yadayim, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to get involved in anything else. Talking is like that also, but it's not the worst thing in the world. You're not supposed to get involved in something. You're not supposed to have a conversation. You're not supposed to say something to somebody. That's what you're not allowed to do. B'dieved, if you weren't mesiach das, you don't have to wash again. So you have to watch out. But it's certainly l'chatchila wrong to read or to do something that's not l'tzorech ha'seuda, because you're waiting for the other people. That's 10 times worse than talking. That's what's not allowed. Talking per se is not allowed. It's getting involved in something else that's not allowed. That's what shouldn't be done. And if, of course, you don't want to talk, you start like, as I described, that's much, much worse. B'di'evet, as long as you're not mesiach das from shmiras hayadayim, you don't have to wash again. But you also have to be careful from that. I said, if a woman, let's say, or even a man, like he gets involved in something else, and he could end up being mesiach das, and not, it would be called mesiach das if you're not consciously aware that you've washed and you're waiting to eat the bread. If you've lost that conscious awareness, then I would venture to say that's already called hesach hadas, and it's a huge problem, and you might have to wash again and even make a new bracha. But the lechatchila din is not so much talking as doing something else, even without hesach hadas. So that's what we should be nizar from. Talk to me privately.